You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Rick Cushman, in for Beth Brujak. Every year, Jazz Times and Jazz at Lincoln Center join forces in New York City to create what is, in effect, a high-level summit of jazz musicians, broadcasters, and recording professionals. Cap Radio's jazz music director, Gary Vercelli, was at this year's Jazz Congress earlier this month, and of course he would be there. And he brought back a few gems. He shared them with Randall White in this week's Sound Advice.
Yes, I was at the Jazz Congress. It was a fabulous event. It involved people from all phases of the industry, broadcasters, musicians, critics, etc. One of the best panels that impressed me the most was a panel of Art Blakey Seidman. Art was a famous jazz drummer. And Wynton Marsalis, Branford Marsalis, Bobby Watson, many, many musicians passed through his band. So they had 30 alumni that had attended the Art Blakey University, as it were. And they spoke very highly of him, not only as a great musician, but they concentrated on what they learned from him in the manner of how to lead a band, which I thought was interesting because you've got all different personalities in bands.
Right.
And then, of course, when I'm in New York, I love to go out and hear some live jazz because it still remains the capital of the jazz world. And I heard Francesca Tanksley, along with Billy Harper's group. She's been a member of his band for many, many years, and Billy's a real titan of the tenor saxophone. During the break, I asked her if she had any product out, and she had a release back in 2002 that I wasn't aware of. So she gave me a copy of it, and let's check it out.
So Gary, Francesca's a pianist, and she started at the Berklee College of Music at age 16?
Yeah, she came to the States for the first time. She was born in Italy and raised in Germany, and she came to Berklee. Then she went back to Germany, and then she joined Billy's band in 1983, and they've toured the world together. But this is interesting, hearing her in a trio setting with other Billy Harper sidemen. She really lays down some percussive block chords with her left hand and makes some nice runs with her right hand. Reminds me a lot of McCoy Tyner's style, and nothing wrong with that. So I'd have to say Francesca is deserving of wider recognition, and I hope she puts another album out soon.
Yeah. So Gary, your next cut is by the band Something Blue.
Yeah, Something Blue is a band put together by producer Mark Free. He's got a small but potent label called Positone Records, and it kind of reminds me of Blue Note Records in the 60s, although it's very forward-looking as well. Some of the members of this band include Alexa Tarantino, you'll hear her on alto saxophone, and pianist Art Hirahara.
Thank you.
Yeah, Alexa plays very well on alto saxophone, and she's a talent to be looked at in the future. And good straight-ahead jazz from that band. The tune was called Slick, and it was written by Ben Galise. He's a vibist. He wasn't on this date, but he's a prolific composer, and he's got a Positone album coming out soon as well.
And for your next cut, Gary, we hear from a Bay Area DJ and pianist.
Yeah, Dick Connie. He's been on the scene a long time. A lot of people tease me like, wow, how long have you been at Capital Public Radio? And I'm like, not as long as Dick Connie's been in the business. So we old Italians, we just keep ticking, I guess. But Dick's a great pianist. He lives up in the wine country now in Sonoma. But he recorded this at the Berkeley Studios, at Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, I should say, just before the studio was shuttered, September 15th. So the album's called Blue and Green, and here's a reading of Come Rain or Come Shine. Some beautiful voicings and rhythmic sensibilities, just like Bill Evans,
and
Dick Honey.
Gary, if I understand correctly, the piano that Dick is using there is significant.
Yeah, it was used by Bill Evans at the Fantasy Studios, and he played on the piano, the same piano, Steinway, that Bill Evans, famous jazz pianist, had used. Dick had actually recorded an interview with Bill Evans shortly before he passed away when Dick was on K-Jazz, and Dick remains on the air on KCSM in San Mateo. It's very indicative of what's going on in the Bay Area that famous studio has closed down, real estate values being what they are. Unfortunate, but it also kind of reflects the recording industry now. A lot of people are making albums in their garage, in their dens.
Yeah, I guess technology has also gotten to the point where it's easier to do that sort of thing.
Makes it much easier.
Mm-hmm. Chuck Dierdorf is your next cut?
Yeah, he's a first call bassist in Seattle. He's got impressive educational credentials. He's taught at the Cornish College of the Arts. And this is a tune I think you'll recognize. It's a pop tune written by Stevie Winwood, Can't Find My Way Home. And Chuck takes the lead here on bass. He carries the melody. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really nice.
The pianist is Don Clement. The bass player engages nicely with the pianist. I like it.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to round things out with Pat Bianchi.
This is the brand new album from organist Pat Bianchi. He's been a member of Pat Martino's band for many years, and Pat returns the favor here by being a guest artist on one track called Mr. PM. Pat Martino's a vibrant guitarist. He's had some health issues, but he's back playing and touring. I think the interaction between the two is quite outstanding. Yeah, Pat Martino just flying on guitar there. Beautiful, great lines. Nobody can cook like these guys. It's a great album. Good straight-ahead jazz.
That was Gary Vercelli and Randall White talking about some of the outstanding jazz you can hear on our music stations for this week's Sound Advice. We have links and lots more on our website at capradio.org/insight. And you are listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio. We'll be right back. Ha ha ha!